All right, so I'm Cole and I'm here with Gianfranco, who is an ESL student here at TCC. This interview will be archived for the Oklahoma State Digital Collection. The date is October 12th, 2021. We are conducting this interview via Zoom. Gianfranco, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good myself. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Italy. Like the name, it's not easy to pronounce here. I'm from Italy and I was born in Naples. I lived 20 years in Rome. And the past year, I moved to Oklahoma.
Oh, that's very cool. So, tell me a little bit about Italy. What is it like geographically? Did you like it there?
Yeah, very interesting country, Italy. It's in the middle of the Europe, and it's a very nice place because it's narrow and very long, going from north to south, and you can find very short distances the mountains and the seas, whatever you want.
That's
So
cool.
yeah, you can move easily on the Alps or on the Sicily to the sea, on Est, on Ovest, and very, very nice place.
That's cool. Did you have family in Italy, of course? Why don't you tell me a little bit about them?
Oh, I still have some relatives in Italy. I have my brothers and some other uncles, but my family now it's my wife and my daughter, and we are living here actually.
Oh, that's
But I
cool.
still in contact with them in Italy.
So from the research that I've done, it said like family was something that was very important in Italy. Is family structure the same as, say, an American family here, or is it different?
You know, it's the same concept of the family. It's strong idea. The main difference that I found with the United States, especially here, it's the number of sons. Here you usually have three, four, five, six more sons. In Italy, it's sad to say, the people are getting older because there are no sons. The life is quite more difficult, and it's more easy you find family like mine, only one son, maybe two. It's very rare that you can find a family with three or more sons. That's the main difference, but the concept of the families are absolutely the same.
Gotcha. So, how did you end up in America or in Tulsa? What led you to move here?
We moved for the work of my wife. Her company asked her the possibility to move in the United States, and we decided to change our life. For this reason, you have an opportunity and you decide you want to change your life, your situation, everything around you. And we decide to move here. And we are really happy.
That's good. That's good. Do you work here, or what kind of job, or do you have a job here?
Actually, I don't have a job in this moment. I'm looking for finding a new job. I'm working in information technology.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and I am applying in different positions, and I hope to find soon a new job.
Yeah. Let's see. What is your experience taking ESL classes?
It's very interesting. I met different people, especially from different countries. And this mixture of different ideas, way of life, it's more interesting. Even if I'm living in the United States, I hear all my neighborhood are everybody from the United States. So I can get different opinions, but here you find different people. In my classroom, we are coming from 8 different countries. So it's very, very interesting.
I bet. So is it, did you speak English while you were in Italy at all? Or is this a new language as of, you know, last year, whenever you moved?
Okay. My history with the English, it's quite strange. I didn't study English at the school when I was young. I started speaking more English, let's say 15 years ago for my job. Mm-hmm. I studied a bit of English, but especially for the job, I had different opportunities to speak English. But it's only last couple of years that I am improving my language. And here I decided to improve definitely my English. And that's the reason why I am here.
Sweet. So what are some major differences in the English language versus the Italian language?
Oh, first of all, the pronunciation. When I was young, I studied Latin and Greek. Mm-hmm. And so I knew the Italian language. I can say just a bit more than normal people. But mainly the most difficult part with English is the when you write in a way and read it in a completely different way. Mm-hmm. This is the most difficult part for people that don't have such experience doing that. You can say in German, in French, in Spain, Spain more similar to Italian. French and Germany, they have similar problems with the pronunciation. For the Italian, it's very easy to find people coming from Italy because you can recognize them from the different accent on the words. This is the most difficult part for me. For the roles, but for the sounds. So I'm trying also to make people better understanding me because I know that I have this strong accent from Italy.
Oh, that's good. I have a strong accent just from, you know, being from the South, so.
Yes, this is something I'm learning now. I'm starting to understand the differences between East and West and North and South. Mm-hmm. And I still getting the small differences in the pronunciation.
Yeah. So from some of the research, I've noticed that, you know, of course, Italy is known for its food. So what are some differences compared to like availability of food in Italy compared to the United States?
Here we can talk about some hours. okay, the food is completely different. Mm-hmm. In Italy, we call the Mediterranean diet. Mm-hmm. It's based especially on the pasta, but also on fish. Here, it's difficult to eat the pasta in the same way we eat in Italy, and especially for the fish. Fish, it's very, very difficult to find different kind of fish. It's easy. You can find only salmon here, tilapia, and that's it. Mm-hmm. In Italy, we you can imagine it's completely surrounded by the seas, Italy, so it's a place for the fish. But I can say here the meat is quite different, more tasty than in Italy. But just funny to see around me, I guess you know the Alfredo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you find here everywhere, salt, everything, and with special pasta, Italian pasta. You know that in Italy, nobody knows about the Alfredo sauce. If you ask someone, I want Alfredo pasta, they can say, what? What are you asking for? Really, it's absolutely unknown in Italy. But anyway, the food, it's food. I like really the meat here.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say I'm missing some food from Italy.
I bet. What is your favorite food from here?
Absolutely the steak.
The steak.
It's great. I like cooking on the barbecue, and I'm improving the way of cooking the meat with the thermometers or the smokers. And mm-hmm. usually you don't do this stuff in Italy. Here it's very, very complex work and a lot of things to think, and it's very, very interesting. I really like a lot it. Smoking, something that it's not used to do in Italy, but here, smoke everything, pork, for cheese, everything. And so I really like a lot.
That's good. That's good. Let's see. Is food more of a social, like eating food more of a social event in Italy than it is here? I know, like, you know, a lot of families nowadays here, they don't even really sit down at the dinner table anymore. Is that something that's important in Italy?
Yes, I think absolutely correct. The timing of the life, it's different. Okay, in Italy, the northern part of Italy more similar for habits to the United States, starting early in the morning and eating very early in the evening. The southern part, it's quite different. Let's say more lazy, starting later in the morning, but mm-hmm. finishing also later in the afternoon. And so usually the dinner in Italy, it's around 8, and it's normal to see the families around the table and eating all together and discussing what's happened during the day. So changing, sharing the daily life. Here, it's more frenetic the way, and you have very few moments stay with your family. Sometimes also Saturday and Sunday are not enough to stay all together, because on Saturday and Sunday you have to do so many stuff, cutting the grass, let's say. or repairing something, I don't know. So yes, this is, I can say, very strong difference with Italy.
Gotcha. So are communities, are they more interactive in Italy than they are in America? Or like, what are some differences in communities compared to like Tulsa to Naples?
It's different. I say I live in two large cities in Italy, Naples and Rome. And they have the problems of the large town. A lot of people living all together, but there are no relations with people. I say here it's different, because here it's not a huge town. Maybe we can compare Rome or Naples with San Francisco, New York, or Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, the Tulsa, it's not a large town.
Yeah.
And especially where I'm living, it's outside of the metropolitan area. I have more relations with my neighbors than in Italy, even if they are far from me. But far means, I don't know, then, okay, I'm still thinking in meters. So let's say 30 meters. Yeah. In Italy, I had my neighbor in front of my door, outside door. I have more friends here than living in Italy. But that's the main difference between the city and the, let's say, outside side of the city. Much better here for me in this moment than in Rome or in Naples.
Gotcha. So are the social events different in Italy than they are in Tulsa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Social events, meaning the way you stay all together.
Yeah, or just like, you know, what do you guys like? What do you do for fun here, or compared?
How do we spend our time? Okay, as I told before, Italy it's smaller than the center of the United States. Here, the most interesting part is that living in the center of the United States, we are far from everything. But we can go everywhere in few hours, many hours. In Italy, you can go everywhere really in few hours, and you can... you can spend your time easily on the mountains, maybe a few hours, couple of hours by car, or you can go on the sea, on the beach, and half an hour. But living in the city, you have theaters. Okay, cinemas here, I see a lot of them, so it's not a problem. Even if for the pandemic, I never had the experience up to now for the cinemas, but we are missing the theaters, even if there is a lot of place for the music. Tulsa is very famous for the 70 years music, and that I really like a lot. And, yeah. I will get an opportunity for sure to see some shows, you know, we don't need live music. We are missing, let's say, some museums, because, okay, in Rome and Naples, more easy to find presentation of, I don't know, famous people, architects, or I don't know, more arts, let's say. Here it's something, only the music, and it's good for me. But we had up to now more occasion in Italy than here, but I guess it's depending on the pandemic period. Now the things are going much better than before, so I'm pretty sure that we find more different, more things to do also here. Here, something that's very interesting for me are the lakes. There are so many lakes around Tulsa, and I want to see, I want to learn to fish. So, because I never had this experience in Italy. So many things to have fun also here, that's for sure.
That's cool. I actually, I live on the lake.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I can see it out of my window. So it's pretty cool. It's fun to fish. It's cool to hear that you like to fish also.
Yeah. I can imagine. I want to try.
Yeah. So do you plan on staying in America for a long time, or do you plan on going back?
As we didn't plan before coming here, we are not planning to stay for all the life or few months or few years. We don't know. For sure, we have the opportunity to stay here a couple years more. And we'll see. That's clear that longer we stay, more difficult will be going back. But who knows? For the moment, we are not planning more than a couple of years, and that's it. But we will see if something changes and we can plan in a different way.
Yeah, of course.
Consider that no more than 1 year ago, I didn't think to change my life and coming here.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah. It's a big, big change. Let's see. Do you plan on furthering your education while you're here, or are you just taking the ESL classes just to better your English? Or
For sure, at the moment, improving my English. And consider that I'm looking for the job. I don't know if I will get a job in the next weeks. I don't know if we will have the opportunity to make different classes. But I'm thinking to study something more. At the end of this course, I will decide, depending on the situation, if I will be free at the time, maybe I will decide to take a different classroom.
Sweet. Let's see. What is your... Do you have like a major goal in life, something you're trying to accomplish, or?
Let me understand better. What are you referring specifically?
Like, so, let's see. Like your wife, she, you know, got this job in America, right? And yeah. Then you're taking these classes to better like your English and everything. So like, are you working towards something bigger?
Something bigger. It's hard to say after what we already did. For sure, bigger, not for me, but to have more stability and to give more opportunity to my daughter for the future. That's our biggest idea for the future, but not for me. Okay, I'm trying to improve in different ways by myself for some small stuff, but especially we are the big achievement we want is to give our daughter all the necessary for studying and, you know, all the opportunities that she can have in the future.
Cool. Let's see. So you said you have a daughter.
Yes.
How did she deal with the move from two different countries? I don't know. How old is she, you know?
She's 16, and she was so happy, and she's absolutely integrated right now in the living here. Consider that my wife is from Russia. And so my daughter is, she was already with double language because she spoke Italian and Russian with no problems. But few years ago, she started also speaking English. And actually, she speaks an amazing English and she's absolutely happy to stay here, and she's integrated. And it was a dream for her when we proposed this opportunity to move. especially because we moved in, you know, in this part of the United States we're living, it's completely different, and we knew about this kind of leave only from the from TV, from the movies or the TV series. And living right now here, it's a dream. You know, 16 years, she can drive. Yep. In Italy, the student cannot drive until 18 years. She already drives and she owns a car, and she's so happy that she can do such things. And she's comparing with the friends in Italy, and they are inviting her because she can already can drive.
Yeah.
They must wait a couple of years more. So, no. She's so happy to be here. And that's it, why we are not planning. We are making no plans for the future right now. It's normal to say that she's already planning for the university. And so, who knows?
Yeah, of course. So you said, you know, you saw like this part of the country through movies and stuff. Are you talking more on like a Western kind of deal, or like a documentary, or?
Sorry, which one?
Like what was your perspective of America? Like, has it changed since moving here?
No, consider that we traveled, we were lucky because we traveled a lot in the past, and we already visited the United States, I say 5-6 times at least. And so we were on the East Coast, on the West Coast, also in Canada. All of this part, the central United States, it's not a very touristic place.
Mm-hmm.
We can say that.
Yeah.
But we miss it to know this part. No, the idea of the United States, it's not changed. Living here, yes, we appreciate a different opinion about everything, about, okay, we were here the past year during the election days for the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Usually you see such event very far. And here, living completely inside, people that tomorrow have to decide which one will be the president for the United States, it's quite different. Mm-hmm. But I say no, the idea of the United States, it's not changed. And we are appreciating a lot a more different way of living than before. Living here, you feel completely different approach to the life. The life here, it's more calm, more quiet, more, let's say, relaxed. Mm-hmm. You have more time to do different things that in Italy I didn't. So it's not changed, but we are appreciating a lot different way of the life, different way of living of the American people.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Have went through all my questions already. Is there anything else that you would like to cover in this interview?
Let's say Italian pizza, it's quite different from American pizza.
Is it?
And Italian people don't eat meatballs with pasta.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
There are so many, let's say, concepts about the food. Italy, it's completely different. But anyway, it's a strong relation with United States and Italy. So,
yeah.
I hope right. you one day will be in Italy, and maybe you will match what I'm saying right now with your experience.
Of course. I've had a very great time talking with you. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Okay.
Thank you
to your call.
All righty. Bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.